So now I'm very happy to be with you all. Hello. Where do I start now? So I welcome you to this first talk of the year. It will be a wonderful year. I am just back from a very long trip in Asia, where I have had the chance to be in Vietnam, in China, and in Taiwan. Friends who are on Facebook can follow the wonderful journey I have been through. And I am very happy to have had that chance to do it. And it was so good to be in Asia, knowing that you are all also there with me. So my last stop was in Taiwan, where we had the premiere? I don't know. Brother George has a good wording for it, but we had the chance to see the movie Walk with Me, and it was so wonderful to do what the Thai wanted us to do, to transform the theaters into meditation hall. And it was really wonderful meditation that we had with our Taiwanese friend. This teaching is very new in Taiwan. And this morning I shared with our OI brothers and sisters here. I asked them, do you know how many people are in China and in Taiwan? And do you know how many OI brothers and sisters we have there? So your guess. but there are only 5 OI in the whole China, each one residing in a separate city, very isolated from one another. Not only that, the current government is not very favorable to Buddhism. Well, not only to Buddhism, but to any religion. It was a very interesting stay trip that I had in China. Friends had to try to organize events underground and limiting the attendance to 20 people for each event. So that was China. It was interesting. And I also had a chance to visit the excuse my Chinese pronunciation. I look like Chinese, but I don't speak Chinese. when I'm there, I wish that I had blonde hair and blue eyes so that they start talking to me in Chinese. And when they see that I don't understand, they are not very happy. But I visited one of the 4 great mountains, Putuo Mountain, which is the home of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. It was a very, very, very inspiring, deep visit, and I wish that you could be there with me. So the 3 other mountains are in my places to see before I die, and I had friends to promise that I can do them within the next 2 years. So if you would like to join, I would be so very happy to have you with me. And the reason why also is, first reason, I love you so much. I want you to be with you everywhere. But the Chinese and Asian people are really looking, I would say, okay, up. Because I understand that for us, there's no up and down, right? Asian practitioners are very looking up to us because they consider us as their elder brother and sisters, because we have been on the path before them. This teaching has been invented, created. I don't know which word to use. But Thai has started teaching the modern world in America, and we have had the chance to study with Thai for more than 30 years now, and it has been tested. It has been how do we call it? How do you do it better? Like improved with time, and the fruit is ripe, and they know that now they are receiving that fruit. That is our collective practice in America. So thank you for having been part of that, making up of that, training of that. Phew. Okay, because we have been there, because we, Thai has had the chance to perfect his teaching, and now that perfection is benefiting many of our newer, younger brothers and sisters in the Dharma. So Taiwan was also a wonderful experience. Many new, young, enthusiastic practitioners, and that country does not have OI yet. So they will very much love to, I would so love to have us there to help them. So back to America. I was back here 2 days ago, and on my arrival date, I was a little bit unmindful, very unmindful, and I had an accident. I'm very sorry to report that I have burned myself, and it's a bell of mindfulness to remind me that we are all very impermanent, and that anything could happen to us at any moment. I got burned from our family barbecue, trying to adjust the flow of gas, and it just went boom, and okay. So I can blame it on my not being very present or cautious enough, but it is a reminder that I can be gone in the flick of how do you call it? How David, I'm asking you. comment on appelle ça? With the finger. How do you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a snap of a finger. Yeah, okay. But I'm very happy to have survived, and I'm still here with you. So this is a wonderful moment. This is a happy moment. I would like to share with you. Well, there has been so much happening in the last 5 weeks in Asia, but the main message that I have been sharing to our friend was about the fifth mantra of practice. This is a happy moment. And it was a reminder for me. It was a practice for me. And I have been practicing it on this time, on that time. And I think that it is the essence of our practice in those very simple words. This is a happy moment. It is our fifth mantra of love. And I have taken a lot of joy and happiness practicing it. And right now I am practicing it, and I am really happy. And this is really a happy moment. A happy moment being here at the Montreal MPC. A happy moment being with you from across the distance. I'm so happy to see my brother Antonio on the screen. We heard about the weather in Florida, and we were worried. Very happy to see you. This is a happy moment. It's my practice, has been my practice, and I will keep it for a long time. So today we are together in this first e-talk, and it was to be the introduction to our series of 10 talks for the 10 coming months. We are following the 4-year program, and in the 4-year program, this is the third year, and the third year is the year where we come back to the study of the mind. So the 50 verses on the nature of consciousness will be again our topic of study. And when I am studying the 50 verses, I cannot but feel a lot of pride and happiness reading them, contemplating them. I feel pride because I am so happy reading them and so happy to have Thay as our teacher. And the 50 verses are his I would say his chef d'oeuvre. That's his masterpiece. Thay has studied all the sutras. He has dissected them. He has compared them. He has chewed them. He has digested them. He's done everything that one can possibly done in a lifetime. And I can say that the 50 verses are, this is the fifth time that we are studying them. Okay. So this is the fourth time that we are studying the 50 verses together in Sangha. And I'm so happy that you are here with us for this series. But I so love him and I so respect him. And everybody who knows about Buddhism and who have had the chance to read the 50 verses can see how deep and wonderful they are, because they contain all the wisdom, all the understanding on how our mind is working. And this morning in the French talk, I repeated what Thay has taught us, that the mind is our master. we live in the world that our mind has created. The mind has created the world we live in, has created us, ourselves, all our perception and the world that we think we are living in. Our suffering are the making of our mind, and so is the happiness and the very whole world we perceive through our five senses. The whole 18 elements are contained in our mind, in our consciousness. And studying the 50 verses will allow us to understand how that whole thing is working together, making up our world of suffering, making up our world of, we call it the Saya world. And because it is making up our suffering, it can also make our world the very pure land that we all aspire for. And because we can call it the pure land, because we can call it the kingdom, because we call it by all this name, it is because they are contained in our mind. So studying the 50 verses is a way to get back to that source on how everything work together and make up the world that we live in, with all its wonders and with all its painful pain and suffering. May I have a bell? So that is the comment on appelle ça, message publicitaire pour pour vendre les 50 les 50 versets. So the book that we will be using for the study of the 50 verses is, I don't remember the title, but it has been announced, I think, in the invitation. There's two versions and two titles. And this year, we were also very ambitious, but I couldn't resist to the David, what's the word to use? That impulse, that I could not resist the I couldn't resist. I couldn't find any other way but to just push them to you, the 40 tenets. And when I read the 40 tenets, or when I just think of them, or when I just even mention them, I cannot but feel a lot of I have tears in my eyes when I am thinking about the 40 tenets, because I see them as our teacher's legacy, preparing himself to continue in us. And those are his instruction on what to preserve, or what to learn, or what to find, or what to treasure, what to receive, what in his teaching. Thay always remind us that Buddhism must be of a living organic nature, and that it has to continue to evolve and to adapt to the people and to the time where it is to be shared and taught. And Thay has done that work. He has studied from his teacher. He has studied himself night after night, studying, practicing, reflecting, comparing, dissecting all of the teaching he could put his hand on, and the teachings that we are receiving is only a very small part of all his insight. And Sister Chung Kong has shared with me when I last met her in Thailand that Thay is putting all his energy to stay and to come back. And the reason of his and his strongest motivation is because he feels that he has not done all the work that he had to do. What he has taught and shared to us, what we have received, is only a small part of what Thay has to teach. And he has not, if he has not done more than what he has done, it's because we may not have been ready yet to receive it. So the reason he's hanging on to is because of his feeling of unfinished work. I don't know if he will ever be able to come back to be able to speak and to teach us with his voice and his wonderful Dhamma talks. One of the examples of the insight he has brought last is the revision of the Prajnaparamita. I am very happy when I'm traveling to hear the new version and you sing it so well. In Montreal, we are still waiting for the French version, for the official French version to be emitted, to be adopted. But they're still working on it, so we have the excuse. And we love the old version so much that we are very happy with the old version. But the revision of the Prajnaparamita is one of those insights that Thay have still in store, and that he did not have the chance to and the time to share with us yet. But as we see, Thay is teaching and Thay is also listening. He listened and he heard how stuck, how difficult it was for Buddhists.